Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we have a lineup of arts and entertainment headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Arts Consulting Group names Nagam Wabi as president. Arts Consulting Group announced that Senior Vice President Nagam Wabi has been appointed as its new president effective October 1st, succeeding Dr. Bruce D. Thibodeau. Dr. Thibodeau will transition into a new role as founder and senior advisor. Wabi, who joined ACG in 2021, excels in strategic planning and community engagement. With a background in arts, media, and leadership, Wabi is poised to lead ACG into the next chapter. ACG provides interim management, executive search, and strategic planning services for the arts and culture industry, with a team of experienced consultants dedicated to supporting clients in navigating challenges and thriving in today's environment.
Lights, Laughter, and L'chaim, Boca International Jewish Film Festival returns for 2026 with expanded lineup and early celebrations. The third annual Boca International Jewish Film Festival is set to return in 2026 with an expanded lineup and early celebrations. The festival will feature powerful stories, vibrant culture, and cinematic magic for South Florida audiences. Pre-festival events in January will include a big reveal on January 14th and a Cinebash opening celebration on January 26th. Festival screenings will take place at Cinemark Palace 20 from February 21st to February 28th, Movies of Delray from March 1st to March 15th, and Paragon Theatre Deerfield from March 18th to March 22nd. Co-founder Wendy Honig expressed excitement for the upcoming festival, promising a diverse selection of films that reflect the global Jewish experience. For tickets and more information, visit the Boca International Jewish Film Festival website.
Tiny Gems Breaks, SEC Media Corporation, LTRYW, launches Sports.com Studios in Mexico with premiere of original series. SEC Media Corporation, a global sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has launched Sports.com Studios in Mexico as a regional hub for sports and entertainment content in LATAM. The studio will produce locally relevant programming, starting with the Spanish-language reality series Maximo Football, featuring top Mexican athletes. Supported by sponsors Samsung, Wilson, and Jack, the series will debut on September 30th exclusively through Sports.com. SIG Media aims to drive engagement, revenue growth, and international expansion by combining trusted lottery platforms with original sports content. To learn more about SIG Media Corporation, visit their newsroom at the provided link. Award-winning comedian Deepak Chandran announces landmark Time Traveler U.S. Tour. Award-winning comedian Deepak Chandran is set to headline the Time Traveler Tour across the United States, showcasing his dynamic storytelling and sharp comedic insight. From October 2025 to October 2026, Chandran will perform at prestigious venues such as Caveat in New York City, Phoenix Theater in Minneapolis, Rise Comedy in Denver, The Lost Church in San Francisco, and Mockingbird Improv in San Diego. Known for his engaging and innovative routine, Chandran promises audiences laughter, insight, and unforgettable experiences at each stop on the tour.
Post-war elegance, 1950 Mercedes-Benz 170S Cabriolet B joins the Ron Sturgeon collection at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has added a rare 1950 Mercedes-Benz 170S Cabriolet B to the Ron Sturgeon collection. This model, introduced shortly after World War II, marked Mercedes-Benz's return to luxury and innovation. With a 1,767cc M136 inline-4 engine producing 52 horsepower, this cabriolet features elegant pre-war design elements and modern mechanical upgrades. The 170S boasts a sophisticated suspension setup and a fully synchromesh 4-speed manual transmission. Ron Sturgeon, the museum's founder, praises the vehicle for symbolizing Mercedes-Benz's post-war resurgence and craftsmanship. The 1950 Mercedes-Benz 170S Cabriolet B is now on display at the museum, which also houses over 200 classic vehicles and 3,000 rare toys and collectibles.
Network news breaks, e.g. Media Corporation, NLRYW, secures NFL team yearbook ads across 25 stadiums. SEG Media Corporation, a global sports, entertainment, and gaming conglomerate, has secured premium full-page advertisements in NFL team yearbooks for the 2025-26 season, spanning 25 of the league's 30 stadiums. These ads feature QR code integration, linking fans directly to lottery.com and sports.com. This strategic move aims to enhance in-stadium engagement with SEG Media's online platforms. The ads will be showcased in the yearbooks of notable teams such as the Super Bowl-lex champion Philadelphia Eagles, runner-up Kansas City Chiefs, and the teams playing in tonight's Thursday night football matchup, the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins. SEG Media's chairman, president and CEO Matthew McGann, emphasized that this campaign reinforces the company's commitment to establishing global brand recognition in sports, entertainment, and gaming.
Phillips Delight One-Room School in Frederick County, 1952. A. Aubrey Bodine. A photograph by A. Aubrey Bodine depicts Phillips Delight One-Room School in Frederick County in 1952. Lunchtime at the school involves students bringing their own lunches and the teacher, William McGill, sharing stories of his travels. The weathered building, which replaced a burned one in 1932, houses 7 grades in the Catoctin Hills. A. Aubrey Bodine, known for his exceptional photography, believed in the creative potential of the art form. He experimented with various techniques to achieve his desired effects, often manipulating his images to create the perfect composition. Bodine's work can be viewed on the website aaubreybodine.com, where reprints and note cards are also available for purchase.
The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and musicians agreed to new 3-year contract. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and its musicians, represented by the Musicians Association of Metropolitan Baltimore, Local 40-543 American Federation of Musicians, have reached a new 3-year collective bargaining agreement, increasing minimum musician pay by 12% over 3 years to reach $101,350 by the 2027-28 season. This agreement, the most financially ambitious in over a decade, reflects deep appreciation for the musicians' artistry and dedication. The agreement includes revised audition and tenure review processes that aim to set a new industry standard. The terms also feature steady annual pay increases, sustaining a full-time musician complement at 85 and a competitive benefits package. The BSO invites the community to support this milestone at gala concerts this weekend, with tickets starting at $58. For over a century, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra has been a cultural cornerstone in Maryland, known for innovation, performances, recordings, and educational outreach initiatives like Orc Kids. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.